The present leadership in Washington stands convicted, not because it did not have the means to plan, but fundamentally because it did not have the will to do.
Everything in a campaign is planned. The platform, the speeches, the clothes, even the music all have to be just right. But the first example of a famous campaign song came from a plan gone slightly off track. At the 1932 Democratic Convention in Chicago, Judge Johnny Mack gave a speech to introduce the Democratic nominee, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. But it was so boring. Roosevelt's advisors needed something to change the mood and hype up the crowd before the candidate walked on stage. Someone frantically grabbed the first recording they could find.
Happy days are here again, the skies above are clear again. Let us sing a song of cheer again. Happy days are here.
Happy days are here again, written by Milton Ager and Jack Yellen. The song made its debut 2 years earlier in the 1930s film Chasing Rainbows. It was perfect. Roosevelt's strategy in the election was to make himself appear as the candidate of change.
The president began this campaign with the same attitude with which he has approached so many of the serious problems of the past 3 years.
Roosevelt promised to lift the American people out of the Depression and bring happy days here again.
This, my friends, is most reassuring to me. It shows that there is in this country unbounded confidence in the future of sound agriculture and of honorable industry. This clear mandate shall not be forgotten. And I pledge you this, and I invite your help in the happy task.
And so he did. With the New Deal, Roosevelt brought relief, recovery, and reform when the U.S. needed it most. For the Jonathan Channel, I'm Hillary Benome. For more tales on presidential campaign songs, visit thejonathanchannel.org.